Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, what we're going to be talking about and to in just a couple of minutes here is, well, for a better way of saying it, I knew that when the false accusations came out against Judge Roy Moore, having known him just a little bit and having done an event with him probably 10 years ago in Minneapolis here, I knew that once they began to attack him that this was the wrong guy to go after. And yet they did it, and we're going to have Judge Roy Moore with us in just a couple minutes, but I'm just going to give you the punchline real quick. Boy, oh boy, folks, was I right. Wrong guy to go after. Judge Roy Moore wins big time in a defamation lawsuit. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. When someone lays accusation to you and it's not true, you don't run from the fight. You run to the fight. And as a matter of fact, you'll go to the person that made the accusation, and you'll take it to them as to what they meant to do to you. That's found in Deuteronomy 19:19. Now, before I get over to that, and before we pull up Judge Roy Moore, I do want to lead you over to the Sons of Liberty Media.com. That's a website, 13 to 15 articles written every day, and these are contributors from all over the country. They are a part of the culture war. They are in it. They are the real deal. We have attorneys from John Whitehead to Matt Agris, former military, to constitutional attorneys, to doctors, to folks, you name it. We have them with us on sonsoflibertymedia.com. They're tried and they're true on so many different fronts and in so many different ways. So that's found on sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 to 15 articles found over there. Also, subscribe to that page. Go to the top of that page. Click on to SOL Radio Live and join us on our social media platforms. Any given time, you can watch us 24/7. You can go through all the shows. From the present to the past, so on and so forth. SOL Radio Live. Subscribe to that live feed. Also, go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. And if you want to call in, please do. It's better today on social media platforms, depending upon how long this goes, to just go ahead and put your questions down on social media platforms. And if I can see it, I'll go ahead and propose the question to Judge Roy Moore. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I did want to let you know, and if this is the first time, want to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, just for the record, Acts 4:12. Nobody coined it better in understanding than that of the seventh president of the United States of America, Andrew Jackson, when he said, "The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. He's exactly right. It's premised, predicated upon, and the presupposition that God is and his word is, and we are established on something called common law, the ecclesiastical law, and that is the Ten Commandments and his 613 other commandments throughout the Old Testament that we are established on in this country. And so when he said the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, also check out Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. There you will find that we are a constitutional republic. I am humored by the ignorance of every president since Ronald Reagan that has continuously reiterated the point that we are a democracy, when in fact we are not a democracy in any sense of the word. So let's get to this, because before I pull up Judge Roy Moore, I want to go through back. I want to go back through, even going back into the early 2000s when they attacked him. It was George Bush and Karl Rove that attacked Judge Roy Moore. I want to talk to him about that, and I want to just kind of see how the whole process went from the time that they removed him, a federal judge did, and how that worked out for him. And then we'll take it to the present concerning defamation, the accusations, and then I want to let him go ahead and let the cat out of the bag that he did, in fact, win in a big way, which is proof is in the pudding, folks. As John Quincy Adams rightly said, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. That's exactly what happened here. In so many different ways. So we'll pull him up in just a moment. I want you to hear this before we pull him up, or should I say before the heartbreak. It tells us in Deuteronomy 19:15, it says, one witness shall not rise up against any man for any iniquity. Okay? That means lawlessness. Or for any sin. That's the transgression of God's law. 1 John 3:4. In any sin that he sinneth, at the mouth of two witnesses or at the mouth of three witnesses, shall the matter be established. Listen carefully, friends. If a false witness rises up against any man to testify against him that which is wrong, then both the men between whom the controversy is shall stand before the Lord, before the priests and the judges. And notice the order. Before the Lord, before the priest, and then the judges, which shall be in those days. And the judges shall make diligent inquisition. Diligent, defining out Webster's 1828, is painstakingly, friends. Okay? And the judges shall make diligent inquisition. And behold, if the witness be a false witness, and he hath testified falsely against his brother, then shall you do unto him as he had thought to have done unto his brother. Okay? So shalt thou put evil from among you. And those which remain shall hear in fear, and shall henceforth commit no more any such evil among you. And thine eye shall not pity, life shall go for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. You know, we've been told, friends, that if it's an eye for an eye, the whole world will be blind. I'm here to tell you right now, that's the furthest thing from the truth. If you don't want to do the time, then don't commit the crime. God's word means what God's word means, okay? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you is the fulfilling of the law. And what is the fulfilling of the law, brothers? Is this, love, okay? And if we really truly understand love, and second of all, you can't love man until you first love God. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. And where does that love come from? Romans 5:5. It comes from the Holy Ghost. So with that said, friends, so many people, when they're accused of something that they're not guilty of, especially in politics, isn't it interesting, when they accuse them, women come out, for example, they begin to accuse these men, we got to pull the curtain back and understand where this is coming from. But what bothers me is when you see them fall out of race or fall out of the race concerning incumbency in which they're running for office, isn't it interesting how many so many of them just, they stand up and they run, they capitulate. Well, folks, I think they just hold on themselves. But what happens when someone stands up and takes it back at their accusers and wins the day? That's what we're talking about, and that's how we're supposed to do it, okay? That is just. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on BeforeIt'sNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
It's a jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we're going to hold off on the calls today, so if you'd like to ask questions, please post them to social media platforms. I have a couple pulled up in front of me right now. We're going to pull up our friend Judge Roy Moore. And with that said, and without further ado, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well, Bradley. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're so welcome. I haven't seen you in, I suspect, 10 to 12 years now. The last time I seen you was in Minneapolis when we did that event together. So it's fantastic to have you here, knowing all of that what you've been through on so many different fronts. And by the way, that is the very reason I pulled you up on the show today, Judge Roy Moore. If you don't mind, I just want to get right to it because I know that there's a lot to cover. If we could take it in step up to the present concerning how you won big. When I met you about 10 to 12 years ago, there was a lot of press concerning Judge Roy Moore, the obstinate judge there in Alabama who wouldn't remove the Ten Commandments. And if you could give us a little background and the backstory as to what took place there, Judge Roy Moore, I'd greatly appreciate it, and I think everybody else would as well. And who was behind it? I think that's what's more important, if you don't mind.
Well, the ACLU and the other groups, the liberal groups that were behind taking the Ten Commandments down. When I was in the courtroom in 1992, I played the Ten Commandments, and I was sued and taken before the Attorney General of the state, threatened with 20 years in prison, and it went to the Supreme Court at that time, and the Supreme Court eventually bound it and said that I basically didn't have to take them down and stop prayer. After that, I was elected to the Alabama Supreme Court as Chief Justice in 2000. And after that, I designed a monument, a 5,280-pound monument of granite, and on it was displayed not only the Ten Commandments, but statements from fathers and later people who recognized America under the punch God, and it was not improper to acknowledge that. Put that in the Supreme Court of the Rotunda Supreme, of the Alabama Supreme Court, and the Rotunda of the Judicial Building. And for that, I was sued by the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ACLU and others that just didn't like the fact that they had to look at something about God when they entered the building. So that was a long process. It went to a federal district judge, and it lasted for quite a few months. And eventually the federal district judge said in his opinion that can the state acknowledge God? He said no. The state may not acknowledge the sovereignty of the Judeo-Christian God, and the truth to that God are religious freedom. And that contradicted everything about which our country is founded upon. And so I did not remove the Ten Commandments, and it was a process through the Judicial Inquiry Commission and a long process, and basically I was removed.
Okay, so I don't know. Is it just me, Roy, that when those that serve we the people from the executive branch to the legislative branch to the judicial branch, before they serve we the people, I don't know, I keep seeing that little black Bible under their right or under their hand when they swear to God and man that they're going to uphold the enumerated laws found within and that they're going to stand against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. In the state of Minnesota here, Roy, they have a huge mural of Moses awaiting the Ten Commandments above the heads of the Supreme Court justices. And on the way out, it says it has a quote from John Locke where it says, "The law ends, tyranny begins." Well, if the law doesn't come from God and our rights don't come from God, which we find in the Declaration of Independence, then what is the message they want to send to the rest of us? Our privileges come from the state? Is that how that works?
Well, I think that's what they come to believe, and I think they use religion as a crutch, and they get elected many times, and then when they get in office, they turn to the secular way of believing things and away from the Constitution. You know, the First Amendment of the United States Constitution wouldn't exist if there was an acknowledgement, if there was not an acknowledgement of the Judeo-Christian God, which gives us our religious freedom. That's the basis of the First Amendment. It's the basis of our country. You quoted the nature's God. Well, that meant something to our founding fathers. James Wilson, for example, the first Supreme Court justice, one of the first Supreme Court justices, said human law must rest its authority ultimately on the authority of that law, which is divine.
Yep.
And today, departed from that understanding.
Yeah, well, and exactly, and that's exactly where there's a war against God, and I'm sad to say we're a part of that war, but I'm in another part of that. I'm humored by it because that's the history of mankind, is they don't learn from history, and so if they don't learn from history, history in fact is going to repeat itself. Let's go fast forward. Can I be so bold as to tap into the conversation that we had that 10 years ago when we did the event together, when you had actually shared with me as to who was doing the assailing concerning trying to oust you and the Ten Commandments from the courts?
Sure.
What, wasn't that? Wasn't that the President of the United States of America, along with Karl Rove, that was behind the scenes doing all the back work?
Oh yeah.
That was those two people.
That was.
Yeah,
and it actually was. People in high places don't like being buried. And they feel embarrassed when someone will acknowledge the God, which they pretend to acknowledge when they get elected. But it's embarrassing, and they want to distance themselves from that. And that was the President of the United States at that time, yes.
Well, that's a bad place to put yourself. Those that deny me, I'll deny them. Yeah, that's not the business that we're in, and obviously neither are you. It's interesting, Judge Roy Moore. I have online right now, I did a little Wikipedia search, and the way that they introduced you is that you were, right off the bat, you were ousted for judicial misconduct by the Alabama Court of the Judiciary, and you were removed instantaneously by a federal judge. What was the outcome of that at the end of the day? Weren't you then promoted after you were removed? Isn't that, in fact, the truth of the matter?
Well, actually, I was after I was removed, I was in the Foundation for Moral Law for 9 years, and I was reelected to Chief Justice in 2012, and overwhelmingly elected by the people. And so it was kind of,
So was it a subordinate that actually had you removed that now worked for you sometime later? Is that how that worked?
Well, a subordinate that worked for me. Well, it's actually the subordinate justices.
Okay.
The justices on the Supreme Court basically banded together to remove the Ten Commandments, and that's, you know, fallen.
I guess what I'm saying is the person that was responsible for removing you from the courts, didn't he at a later date have to actually work under your headship?
Oh, yes. We had several justices.
Yeah.
They were still on the court when I came back.
And how did that fare? I'm just curious, because it's amazing how the Lord works when someone stands, Roy. I mean, with all due respect to men, so far as I can respect them, it's amazing how the Lord just continuously turns this in your favor because you're faithful to stay the course. And that's what I see with you. And that's what I appreciate about you. As a matter of fact, I told my wife the other day, I said, there's a security about being on this planet with men like that that the Lord is using. And if that's not a compliment, I don't know what is, but I think that's probably one of the greatest compliments I've ever given anybody, and that falls to your lot, sir. And I just appreciate the fact that you're willing to take a stand. So let's go fast forward. You're running for office. And while you're running for office, all of a sudden you start getting opposition from the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell. We got a hard break coming up in about 30 seconds, but I want everybody to understand again where this is coming from, and we want to know what the process was and how did that all turn out at the end of the day. And then we also know some false accusations came along with that, and I want to tell you some things on the other side as well, Judge Roy Moore, concerning that, because I knew the minute that they started to go after you, sir, I just knew right there. I said, that is not the guy that they wanted to go. That's not the direction that they want to go for. And that's not the guy that they want to go for, because I know that you weren't going to roll over in the face of their accusations. And you didn't in any sense of the word. And oh, my goodness. Again, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but I really want to let the cat out of the bag. You won big. You really did. So we're going to take a hard break really quick. And we're going to come right back after this. And folks, we got Judge Roy Moore with us right now. And it's amazing how the powers that be, or tolerated by the American people in this country, continuously attack this man. But again, let me reiterate the point. He's not the guy that you want to attack, because he's the one that's going to stand up against it. He's the one that's going to return fire. And when he does, the Lord vindicates him time and time again. So we're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, if you've got any questions, throw them up on social media platforms. That is on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and or BeforeIt'sNews.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans are ready to buy a new home if the housing market crashes. That's according to a new survey from Consumer Affairs that found 78% of Americans expect the market to crash at some point. Those who plan to purchase a house in the event of a crash have saved an average of nearly $30,000 to do so. Queen Elizabeth is now lying in state at Westminster Hall after a procession from Buckingham Palace. Brits are waiting in line to pay their respects to the Queen.
I really feel like I wanted to be part of it. I don't know why. It's just the Queen's always been part of our lives.
The biggest murder trial in Ohio's history is entering day three. George Wagner IV is accused of murdering eight members of the Roden family in April of 2016 due to a child custody dispute. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We have our friend Judge Roy Moore with us right now, and I am happy to have him here. Folks, this man is a rock, and I don't really like even saying this sort of stuff with him on the program with us like this, because I'd rather praise him. As the Bible says, so praise, let another man praise you. And I'm doing that, but it's just, you know, sometimes it's a little awkward doing it with him on the show with us. But, you know, far be it from me to be backwards to give praise where praise is due. Judge Roy Moore, I want to get back to this because I believe it was 2017, you ran for Senate. And then when you began to run for office, all of a sudden you start getting all this heat. And it was my understanding that came from Mitch McConnell. Could you go ahead and set that up before I bring the next attack that they brought after that? Well, do we not have Judge Roy Moore, folks? I have no audio. I have no audio.
I got you.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, there we go. Yep. Sorry about that.
It actually came from the Republican side of the Congress initially, because I had challenged the establishment in Washington and actually beat their chosen candidate, Luther Strange, who was a former lobbyist in Washington and the former Attorney General of Alabama. And I had beaten him soundly after opposing some 10 other contestants in the race. And Mitch McConnell and certain senators, including Senator Shelby, did oppose me in the general election. And even Senator Shelby even asked others to vote for the Democrat as opposed to me. So it was initially from the Republican, but then I got hit from the liberal side when I won.
Okay, so you first get hit by them guys, and then was it like the message that was being sent that that wasn't good enough, Judge Roy Moore's not going anywhere, and then all of a sudden here comes the women with their accusatory accusations against you? Is that how that worked, or was it kind of a blend of both?
Well, it's actually more than that. In September, before the accusations came out in November, they actually started a false flag operation out of Washington and New York. And social media got involved. Reid Hoffman, a billionaire, put a lot of my ideas, and simply just to get the information out on me. And then they, I believe, worked with others. And in November, Washington Post put out a defamatory article and accused me of certain things which I didn't do.
Yeah, and I didn't question that, and I don't know that there was anybody that knew any better that did Judge Roy Moore. As a matter of fact, I wrote an article about it. I made a video about it, that there must be consequence when people make accusations. Scripture's clear, Deuteronomy 19:19, whatever they mean to do you to you falsely, you're supposed to do to them by teaching them the fear of God, which is found in Proverbs 16:6 as well. What did that look like, Judge Roy Moore? I mean, what was the warfare, the inner turmoil that was going on when they heightened the accusations? And I guess more than anything, I just want people that call themselves Christians to understand as to what comes with the walk in Christ in taking a stand.
Well, you quote Scripture quite a bit. Second Peter says very clearly, "Take it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, though some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice in as much as you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory may be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. If you reproach the name of Christ, happy are you." And, of course, when you're reproached and you're attacked, it doesn't make you happy, I've got to admit. But, you know, it's going to happen to Christians who stand up to the acknowledgement of God. It happened to Christ himself. So we've got to expect that in Christian law.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the Lord said just that. I mean, through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. He said, as a matter of fact, in particular, even those that desire to live godly shall be persecuted. Even the desire to be godly, you shall be persecuted. So when all the accusations came out, because Wikipedia, I'll tell you what, I mean, and they've done the same thing to me 100 times over, Judge Roy Moore, on a different level, and sometimes at the same level as to where you were attacked. But Wikipedia has got you painted out as, you know, as they continuously demonize and try to break down your character in the face of the people again, but others know the truth of the matter as to who you are. When the women started to come out with false accusations, I can only imagine, because I know and understand how it works for me, it's like I know most people expect that I'm going to turn, tuck tail, and capitulate. Well, I know that, as for me, when it comes towards me, it doesn't deter me. It actually turns me around about face to go after those that are falsely accusing me. What did that look like from being in your shoes during that particular time? And then what was the process to take it to them?
Well, after the election was over, of course, I filed an election contest, and that was immediately kicked out by the courts without looking at it. I filed an actual public notification that I'd taken polygraph tests and passed the polygraph test with relation to these women that accused me of things, but that didn't get out publicly. They wouldn't let that out, even though it was filed in an election fraud contest. And then slowly I began to fight back, and I was actually sued by one of these large law firms for denying the false accusation. Nevertheless, 4.5 years, we spent hundreds of thousands of dollars that we raised to contest that, and eventually the trial, and I won that trial. Jury said that I didn't defame her for denying her accusations. And then I brought a suit at the same time against SMP, which is the Senate Majority PAC, the Democratic side of the Senate, that put out false advertising and made a false ad. And that trial went and just completed just recently in August.
And the outcome was. I have it up on social media platforms because this is what I noticed. As a matter of fact, I ran across it on accident where it declares a Democratic-aligned super PAC is ordered to pay Roy Moore $8.2 million in a defamation suit. So I'm just wondering, without getting too high and mighty about this, but rejoicing in the Lord that he brought the victory, how's that working out for him, Judge Roy Moore?
Well, it's fine, but we're still on appeals, so we're facing numerous appeals in the last several years more because they don't give up easily, and they don't like somebody to sue a super PAC. You know, people of the country don't understand how these super PACs get their money. They could get them from a few donors or many donors without any recognition about how much they give or any restraints and limits. When you run for Senate in the state, then you're restricted by how much you can get from each donor. They're not restricted. They get a lot of money, and their job is to pin it the lines they want. In other words, the Democratic and the Republicans have Senate PAC. The Republican side is Senate Leadership Fund. The Democrat is Senate Majority PAC. And, of course, they put out false ads and spent millions of dollars to do so before the election. So I sued them for the implications that they made in the ad, and the jury, in about an hour and a half, returned a verdict. They recognized that it was very clear, according to the video that they saw, that they intended to defame them and to destroy our reputation. And that was the whole point, and they used me as a lightning rod for the Democratic Party.
And again, I guess we've seen the outcome. How long does the appeals process take before the judge says, no more, you're going to pay up, we're done with this?
Well, it's got to go to the 11th Circuit, from the 11th Circuit to the United States Supreme Court, and that could take a year or two.
Okay. And what is Judge Roy Moore doing these days through all of this trial and tribulation up to the present? What are you up to today, sir?
Well, I retired a long time ago, but I donate my time to the Foundation for Moral Law in Montgomery, Alabama. We represent religious liberty cases. And in fact, I'm going early next month on October 3rd to the Fifth Circuit in Texas to argue a case for a Louisiana pastor who refused to stop church assembly during the COVID crisis. And he would not obey unlawful orders of the governor of Louisiana. And we represent him, and we're taking this up to high courts on a jurisdictional basis, which most of the courts, most of the judges have lost a sense of reality as to the First Amendment Establishment Clause. There is a jurisdictional basis which they can't cross. That's the real meaning of separation of church and state. What does it mean? It doesn't separate God from the state. It means to separate the state from the church, so the church that can't interfere with the church. And that was done recently in our country, as you know, across our country. And no organization that I know has taken it up on a jurisdictional basis, and that's what we intend to do.
Is that the case of Tony Spell, if I can ask?
Yes.
Okay, and he's won up to this point, am I correct?
Yes, he actually won in the Louisiana Supreme Court. They tried to charge him with six various charges for disobeying orders not to preach, not to go assemble with his church. And he was very stout, very strong in his belief, and we're backing him 100% because we believe, as does he now, that this is jurisdiction. They have no right to do this to any church anywhere in the country.
Yeah, and that's exactly what they've been trying to get away with far too long. It's interesting how it works for corruption when they say lines between church and state, and we understand Danbury Church, 1802, and how it's a wall against the government concerning the church, and I think of the preamble to the Bill of Rights as well, Judge Roy Moore, and it's just amazing, which, by the way, the Bill of Rights are the thou shalt nots to those that serve we the people, but it's interesting how they intend to turn and pervert, should I say the word, rest the very meanings of plain meaning documentation that our forefathers gave us, and how they're trying to turn it on its head on a daily basis in this country, working against the people, not serving the people, but attempting to convince them people that they work for them rather than the other way around. Judge Moore, I totally appreciate you in so many different ways. I would love to have you on.
Protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I am Naomi from Montana. Bradley Dean is going into the schools, enlightening our youth about important issues. He is also waging war in spiritual wickedness in high places. I want to encourage you to put aside denominational differences and stand behind this man of God, because divided as a nation, we shall fall.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Judge Roy Moore, he is retired, as you just heard. And with that said, we asked him what he's been doing. He's been giving his time over to law firms, helping people in their battles. And so I didn't need to ask him where I needed to drive traffic or does he have a URL. Before ending, because we got cut off on a hard break there, I was talking to Judge Roy Moore and his son, Caleb, which they're great people, folks. I've known them for years. And he said, Bradley, I just want you to know that they don't want anybody to know that we won. And I want you to hear that. They don't, the powers that are tolerated do not want you to know that they won. Why? Because they're afraid that you're going to get a foothold. See, if they were to report all of the victories that they have on a 24/7 basis in the United States alone, you'd be so encouraged, you'd be elated. You'd be praising God for all the things that he's done. Well, Bradley, I don't see it. I don't hear about it all the time. Well, that's okay. But here's the fact of the matter. You should be praising the Lord that you still have the freedom to do the right thing in the first place, so that you might be put in a situation to prove the God of Israel and win the day for his glory. Just like Judge Roy Moore, just like Tony Spell, just like those others that are in the fight, fighting the good fight of faith, who will not bow the knee. And guess what? what? In this case, and in so many other victories that we've had across the country, those that don't bow, they don't burn. Just ask Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And because they didn't bow, they didn't burn, and Nebuchadnezzar acknowledged the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That's how he's glorified. That's how he's glorified. The Bible's clear, folks, that had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Had they known, they would have not have touched mine anointed. And I think about even Psalm 2, now that we're speaking of this case with Judge Moore and this victory that he just recently had. When is it that the bad guys are going to figure out that they're the hammer and the church is the anvil? When are the people that call themselves Christians going to understand that the seed of the righteous is forever? Let me say it again. When are those that call themselves Christians going to understand that we are forever? We are the anvil. The world is the hammer. The hammer needs to be changed, not the anvil. Folks, Whitfield was right when he said, all politics aimed at the church ends in self-destruction. When the Lord said, touch not mine anointed, that's exactly what he meant. Listen to King David, and we are the seed of David in Jesus Christ. Those that gather together against me, that they will fall for thy name's sake. That he would cut off the workers of insurrection. That he would cause those that lied against him to be found to be liars. That the Lord would send forth a holy angel. This is all in the book of Psalms. And we need imprecatory prayers for this time that we might win, that the world might understand that they are the hammer and they're going to be changed out lest they repent before a just and a holy God. I don't understand what the church doesn't understand, that we have all power within ourselves to be made more than conquerors. I even think of this, and I'll go back to it if I get a moment. As it comes to me, I'm going to share it with you. I'm thinking of Luke 10:19. What does it tell us, those that are born of the Spirit of God? I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. A hair of your head will not be removed. My goodness, folks, I just got all the promises of God coming through me right now. Call unto me, and I will answer, and I'll show you great and mighty things in which you know not. Quit trusting in yourself. Many of you are bringing a curse upon yourself because you're trusting in yourself. The Lord didn't tell you to trust in yourself. He told you to trust in Him with all of your heart and to not lean to your own understanding. And in all of your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. And I'm telling you this, when you're born of the Spirit of God, the Spirit doesn't take you away from the fight. He takes you to the fight. Just ask King David. I think of another promise. When the enemy comes in, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against who? The righteous or the unrighteous? Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. King David prayed that his enemies would be dashed one against another. King David prayed that the angel of the Lord would be sent forth and cause our enemies to fall upon their own swords, their own intents. Folks, that he would loose the loins of corruption. Remember, King David prayed that the Lord would work, for they have made void thy law? Well, that's what's happening in America today. But folks, guess what? Amos 5:24 comes to my aid. Let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream into the camps of our enemies. It's a righteous thing for the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous. All the promises of Christ Jesus are yea and amen in him. Wasn't it the Lord that said, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power? Yes, he did. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I think of Exodus 23. I think of the promises. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy loins. They shall come out against thee one way, but they shall flee before thee seven ways. I see when you are in Christ, all the promises are given to that man to overcome. And what is it that overcomes the world, folks? Even our faith. Who gave us that faith? Jesus Christ. We're not set on this planet to be defeated by the arm of the flesh, folks. Just the exact opposite. Ask King David. Ask King David. Now let me make a couple points here, if you don't mind. Do you remember when Jesus was constantly accused as a liar, accusing him of things that he did not say, putting words into his mouth? And remember when Jesus was accused, he said nothing back? Isn't that amazing? Remember in John 8, I believe it's John, just hang on a second. I just want to make sure that I'm right in what I say. John 8, 24, I believe. No, that's not what I'm thinking. I'm thinking of maybe 42. No. He said, which one of you convinceth me of sin? He was without sin. As a matter of fact, it's John 8, 46. Forgive me. Forgive me. Which one of you convinceth me of sin? That's what the Christ and more was doing. Which one of you convinceth me of the guilt that you accuse me of? Doesn't the Bible tell us that Jesus was counted amongst the transgressors in Luke 22:37? Yes. Hey, Christians, guess what? The accuser of the brethren is busy today accusing the righteous of the things that him and his minions are guilty of. Revelation 12:10. But I want to tell you something again, folks. We're not to be moved by this. We're not to be moved by this affliction. It's a confirmation that we're in and that we're worthy to receive the kingdom of heaven. It talks about that in the book of Thessalonians. When I think about the fruit of what's going on, and I've watched this man for 12 years, folks, Judge Roy Moore, even before I knew him, I was watching him. He refused to move. He refused to move in the face of all the accusation, and the Lord gave him the victory. It looked like everything was over the first time. He gets removed for judicial, oh my goodness, folks. I mean, some of the words that they used, it's just amazing. Judicial misconduct for obeying God. By the way, what does a judge make reference to in court if someone's being tried for a crime, if not the law of God? There's nothing to make reference to. Read Romans 4:15, because without the law, there is no transgression. It's absolutely ludicrous what's taking place in this country. But isn't it amazing that he was removed for judicial misconduct? And by the very one that had him removed, later on, a couple years down the road, Judge Moore is promoted by the Lord, where the man that had him removed was now a subordinate to him or worked for him in those courts. Isn't that the Lord? Absolutely. Psalm 18 comes to my aid, where King David had the necks of his enemies under his foot, that they would rise no more. He said several during this interview, several of them justices that sought his removal now work for him. Folks, making accusations and accusations and accusations, it looks like it's just all coming down. And then here comes the Lord to give him a major victory in the face of all accusation. He said he took a test. Folks, he put wires up to his body. And he took a poly test, to see if he was lying. A polygraph test. And he passed it with flying colors. How many people are in jail right now for failing the polygraph test? But when he passes it with flying colors, they just shut down the whole story because they don't want you to know that he's been vindicated of the lies concerning his accusers. Hey, folks, the Lord's going to have the last laugh. Truth crushed to the earth, William Cullen Bryant said, will rise again in Christ. That's how he's glorified. Amen. Good report, folks. Take it home with you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.